It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. Who did the world of professional wrestling recruit as the ultimate heel? Forming the Dangerous Alliance and body slammed his way into immortality?
No police!
When Atlas needed a break from holding up the world, who did the gods of Mount Olympus beckon?
No police!
Now, this worldly ex-grappler has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, thank the gods he's only on the radio for an hour. Paul LaVoy!
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
Girls, I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down. And if you need some love tonight, then I might have just enough. As I ever was.
Perfect song for myself and Bill Cunier.
Hey,
welcome to the show. You're a big Toby Keith fan.
Absolutely. How you doing, Polly?
So I'm sad. I'm very sad. It's there's musicians and singers and artists and composers that die, and a few, yeah, affect me, but this one really affected me. I have a personal story about Toby Keith. I'm not going to get into it on the air, because most people will go, yeah, right, that never happened. But anyway, I know a handful of people that will say, yeah, it happened, and it was at Harrah's. But anyway, yeah, it's Tuesday, February 6th, 2024, and if you haven't heard, we lost a legend. I'll call him a legend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Toby Keith died last night from complications from stomach cancer. He was only 62 years old. And I guess, but he was surrounded by family. It was peaceful. And last I heard, he was going to tour again.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
That's
as well.
What surprised me so much. But and I met him before, and he's tall, he's friendly, nobody's ever had a bad thing to say about Toby Keith that I know of that's worked with him or met him. So, yeah, we'll miss you, Toby, and I'll be playing Toby Keith the whole hour. So I know your favorite song.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is. So I know that's one of my favorites right there.
Right.
The older you get, the more you can appreciate the lyrics to that song. So anyway, we're talking about Bradley Ford with General Manager.
Well, that's all right. You're good.
I was thinking of the service department.
Yeah, you're okay.
General Manager Bill Cunier. And Bill, of course, all over our stations, all three stations, with the Bradley Ford ads, and that you have specials going every month.
Every month.
It's crazy. But right now the focus is the new building.
Correct.
What is the new building as opposed to the old building?
Well, right now we're on the final days of getting into the new service department. We're going to be moving into a 34,000 square foot facility, completely heated and air conditioned, which the guys aren't used to having out there. So that'll be nice. All under one roof, and we'll be directing everybody to the new service department over the next 6 weeks or so. And when that happens, we'll then move our sales department down the street and start selling new Fords out of the Riverview Auto sales building.
Caddy corner?
No, straight across the street from Bradley Chevrolet on Acoma there.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so
okay.
we'll be moving the Ford showroom down there for about 12 months while they demo the front half of the property and put up a new showroom for Ford.
So what's the building that has the new electronic sign in front of it that's on 95?
That's Riverview Auto Sales.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, that's okay. Where we'll be selling out of.
Okay.
We'll have some trailers there. It's going to be a little bit chaotic for a while, but we'll get her going, and And we're looking to move some vehicles, and we'll use that digital signage to direct everybody that way.
So I only have a limited time with you because you have a meeting to get to at the bottom of the hour. But what kind of a game changer is this, Bill?
This is huge. I mean, it's gonna give us the ability to, with 34 service bays, it's gonna allow us to double the size of our capacity.
Whoa!
Yeah. So we've had.
Wait, you have that much demand?
Oh, we do. We do right now. I mean, Ford service business is booming. And we're excited to get our share of that business, and obviously, you know, we want to do the best we can to support the community, and both the residents and our snowbirds that come once a year.
Right, right. And I don't know if most people know this, but if you own a newer vehicle, the service department is so important to that ownership of the new vehicle. You can't wrench on them yourselves anymore, can you?
No, you really can't. I mean, I recommend everybody, you know, start with the servicing with the new vehicle right out of the gate with the service department.
Absolutely.
Ford provides you now with Ford Pass Rewards right out of the gate, so you've got the first few services covered, and then that allows you to maintain your relationship with the service department after the purchase, too. So it's a lot easier for us to take care of any issues you might have if you've been servicing with us.
But 34 service bays, is that what you said?
Yeah.
That's longer than a bowling alley. That's insane.
Yeah, 34,000 square feet is a good footprint when you take a look at it, when you walk through that building right now. It's huge.
Wow. No kidding. So is there anything that you have to take your vehicle to a larger market for now if you're a Ford owner, or can you just do it all right here in Havasu?
You can do everything you need to do right here at Havasu. There's not anything that we can't do for you at Bradley Ford on the new vehicles and the old vehicles. We work on a lot of older vehicles as well.
That's a big move, though. And now, okay, let's talk about this new service department, too. That's different, right?
No, that's what we're talking
it's
about.
It's the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay, service department, and then but you have a new building.
In that, yeah, the service department's all in that 34,000 square feet. Now, that's just parts and service.
So what does that mean when you look at the dealership itself, when you go into the showroom and you're looking at vehicles? Okay, are they taking over that as well since you're moving?
Yeah, basically what will happen next is the fence will go up around the front half of the facility, and we'll start a demolition of that property. That building's over 30 years old, and that'll get demolished right there in place. And then they'll build the new facility right in the existing location. It's going to take approximately 12 months to complete that project.
I know people with Fords that are older than 30 years. That's not relatively old when you think about
no,
it.
No, exactly.
And I've been in this area since 89, so yeah. Between both parts of the river, when you count Bullhead City, Laughlin, and Havasu, so that's not all that long.
Yeah, no, but we don't even have a showroom currently. So this will give us a new showroom, and it will give us the ability to service customers and have the ability to display all the vehicles that we have in our lineup.
Are you going
to
have a second floor office?
There is a second floor
really?
Office, correct, yep. In the new building.
It was nice.
Our second floor executive offices, yep.
Be the Bill Cunier Taj Mahal.
Well, like the Mike Bradley Taj Mahal.
right. Yeah, absolutely. So when do you make that move? Right before the demolition, obviously.
Yeah, we're about 60 days out from moving the technician from the off garages that they're in currently. We've got four technicians at our body shop that are working out of those garages. We've got another four technicians that are working out of our Riverview facility temporarily. Uh-huh. When the new service department opens, we'll consolidate all those technicians that are separate into one building. And at that point, we'll start the demolition on the front half of the lot with the showroom, and my sales team will move in trailers down to the Riverview Auto Sales, and we'll work the sales department out of there for about a year.
Any idea, I know this might be above your pay grade, but what about the return on investment here? What are we talking about recapturing? Is Mike Bradley saying, yeah, it's going to take me 20 years to pay this off?
I'm sure he is, but you'll definitely get a return on your investment here. It's going to provide a much better service for our clientele, and it'll be a much much needed upgrade to the Ford franchise here.
What can the customer expect then from a new showroom?
Yeah, as far as product availability inside, ready to view, on display, which we currently don't have, it'll be a lot nicer to have a display area where you can talk about vehicles inside. We have very limited space right now in the old facility, so it's going to be nice to have the vehicles on display, the accessories on display,
right,
and all the new technology that goes along with that.
My mother in the 70s once drove a car out of the showroom.
Okay.
Is that still done?
Oh, absolutely, if you have a showroom.
Right. What are some of the examples that you've seen?
Well, in my past days, I've sold cars off the showroom floor frequently. I mean, somebody really? Sees something they like and says, gotta have it.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
Do people still come in and pay cash?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yep, absolutely. It's a big cash clientele in this area.
Tell me what's going on in the industry right now. Last time we talked, there was talk of chips being manufactured in America. Ford was the leading edge of a lot of that, retrofitting some of its factories and that.
Yeah.
What's the state of the industry right now?
Right now, things are going really well. The chip shortage is starting to subside a little bit, so we're getting caught up with vehicle production. Production in general has increased, so we're starting to see a little bit of relief to the supply chain side of the house, which is going to make for better incentives for people, better choices of availability. So things are starting to come back to normal a little bit, as normal as things can be as far as pre-COVID.
So where if you want a vehicle, then you can drive that vehicle that day, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you were in a big order mode at one time, right?
We were. We went for a long period where we had no Bronco inventory on ground.
That's a shame.
Yeah. We currently have 6 Broncos available on ground, so we have some choices again.
How popular has that vehicle been for you?
It's been very popular. We've got a lot of great reviews on it. We've got great customer satisfaction on that vehicle, and most of the drivers who've bought and purchased them are very happy and satisfied with their purchase.
That would include you.
Absolutely.
Tell me about that Bronco event. We were at Mount Potosi or near Mount Potosi.
Yeah, it was a fantastic event. It's called the Ford Bronco Off-Rodeo, and basically they allow you to have the opportunity to drive a Bronco in an off-road situation with an instructor that helps you to navigate the trails as well as learn how to use all the equipment on the Bronco to navigate it and to provide the best rock crawl or sand crawl or whatever the feature might be that you're looking for.
Oh, that's very cool. Well, let's go ahead and take an early break, and I want to come back and talk about buying a vehicle, getting financing through the dealer as opposed to getting your own financing, what kind of rates you're looking at, down payment, that sort of thing.
Sure.
And just how easy it is to buy a Ford from Bill Cunier, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, we're still playing Toby Keith the whole hour, and of course, Beer for My Horses. You have to play that, right?
Absolutely.
Because it's with Willie. All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. We're talking with Bradley Ford General Manager Bill Cunier. And we've got the Lake Havasu Marine Association represented at the bottom of the hour. Rick Rigler, the president, is coming in to talk to us on Speak Out. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty things. Too much corruption and crime in the streets. Time the long arm of the law, put a few more in the ground. Send them all to their maker and he'll settle on down. I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American, beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand.
All right, welcome back to Speak Out. Again, Toby Keith passed away last night with family surrounding him at the age of 62, still kind of reeling about it, Bill.
Yeah, it's unreal.
It's just hard to believe. And then you play a song like that, and you think, you know, yeah. I mean, his devotion to veterans and
he
service
was.
To the country. And I can only imagine how many free shows he played without getting paid for the service members that
right.
he did.
Yeah, no, he was definitely a service.
He was a force.
He was.
And then you look at the franchise, I Love This Bar.
Sure,
right?
Yeah.
Whew. Anyway, Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, thank you so much for your sponsorship. Mr. Cunier.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's Belgian, you told me, right?
Polish.
Cunier's Polish?
Yeah, it's Polish.
I thought you told me it was Belgian.
No.
Where did I get that from?
I don't know.
Weird. He hears what he wants to hear.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Patio Paradise also just meets all the cuts all the time. A locally owned and operated butcher shop in Lake Havasu City. Also, Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state area for over 53 years. Ask about their superior maintenance plan. And by our newest sponsor, you've probably been there 100 times, Blonzi Steakhouse.
No, not yet.
No?
I haven't been out there
oh,
yet.
Oh, man. 4501 London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. Steaks are just the beginning, and they're really good steaks.
I've heard great, great things about Blonzi.
Breakfast is amazing there.
That
and they also feature what's called the Prius. It's
okay.
An all-veggie sandwich.
All right.
Go for that.
That.
Right. Don't forget, we stream live, and our archives are at kntrtalk.com. And you were just telling me something else about the service?
Yeah, our service entrance is going to be moving down about 150, 200 feet to where the old Bradley Collision entrance is currently located. We're going to be rerouting traffic into the new service department until the main service and drive opens up about 12 months from now. So it'll be a little bit of an adjustment for everybody. If you're coming down industrial there looking for the entrance, just watch the signage. Well displayed there as far as where you need to go. But you're going to enter the service department about 150 feet to the west of where you used to.
You know, anyone following the mortgage industry, following real estate and that, is always talking about interest rates. But that's not just isolated to them, is it? It's also affected the auto industry a
absolutely.
Little bit.
Absolutely.
How much has it affected you?
A lot, quite a bit. You know, at this time last year, there weren't a lot of manufacturer incentives either, so they didn't need to. They didn't have the vehicles. They were selling everything they could sell. Now you're starting to see where incentives are coming back. You know, this is truck month for Ford, so this is a big month for us. You know, 1.9 financing for 72 months is fantastic financing.
It really is.
Yeah, when you consider bank rates right now, you're going to be in 7.5%, 8.5%.
What other incentives are in there or out there?
Some of the incentives, they'll tie a special rate with a rebate as well. So these are the highest incentives we've seen in several years since the start of the pandemic. So it's a great time for a new vehicle. It's a great time to partner up with Ford and Ford Motor Credit.
Right.
Get you a low interest rate loan.
Right, right.
So there's a lot of options all across the line. They just announced 0% for 60 months on the Bronco Sport.
Ooh.
And the Ford Escape.
0%?
0%.
I was just going to make a comment about 0%. Yeah. You don't see it much anymore.
We have not seen a 0% for a while.
Right.
And if we did, it was for short-term 36 months. So this is the first time we've seen a 60-month rate like that in a while. So good news for everybody.
Okay, so going out, what about EVs? Is Ford still in on hybrids and EVs or plug-in hybrids?
Yeah, all the manufacturers seem to still be in on it. Everybody's just pumping the brakes a little bit. Things got off to a really fast start. I think they anticipated the take-up rate be a lot higher than what it was.
Okay.
And I think a lot of the general public's pumping the brakes a little bit, too, about some uncertainty. Obviously, you know, people have concerns about range anxiety, and they have concerns about, you know, location of charging stations.
Sure.
And that. So we're doing our best to educate the public on how to use these chargers, where to find these chargers, so that they can take away some of that anxiety.
Right.
We expect growth to continue in that market. It's not going away. Our new facility is going to be equipped with 24/7 access for a fast charger that'll be located on the west side of the building where that new service entrance is at as well.
Oh,
so.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. Well, thanks for coming in.
Hey, great to talk to you always, Paulie.
I promised you I'd let you go by the time your meeting came along, so holding true to that.
I appreciate your time always, Paulie.
You bet, man.
Take care of yourself.
All right, you too.
Good to see you.
All right, again, good to see you too, Bill. Bill Cunier, general manager at Bradley Ford, and we'll be back with more in a moment. Rick Rigler is coming in from the Lake Havasu Marine Association. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. And again, lost a good one. Toby Keith passed away last night at the age of 62.
Justice will be served and the battle will rage. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cat and drive. Stealing a young girl's heart. Just like
all right, welcome back to Speak Out. Taking it down the hit list of Toby Keith. And, man, you said it best, Rick. You gotta tell me what you said off the air.
Yeah, we're just talking about Toby Keith, what a great American he is, and we won't even say was. He set an example for so many people to follow, just taking pride in who we are in the country, the great country that we live in. I've never took the deep dive into country, but I can certainly appreciate all of his talents, and he'll be remembered for a long, long time.
Well said. Wow. No wonder why you're the El Presidente over there at the Marine Association. All right. Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair, Havasu-style dining and live entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere, a fantastic view of the London Bridge. Stroll on over to The Chair. Also, Springberg Wealth Management by Mojave Community College, SunPower by Esme Electric, by SamsGuns.com, and by Dorita's Place, providing Havasu with all-natural dog and cat food, along with pet toys since 2006. Reminds me of that commercial. They'll probably play it during one of the Super Bowl warm-up programs where the guy's in his house and a buddy comes over and he goes to the fridge to get a beer. And it's a bunch of dog food in the fridge. You seen that one?
Yeah, that's a little
creepy. The guy says, "What's all this?" And he ends up outside watching the garage door come down.
Right.
The guy says, he was a jinx anyway.
That's creativity at its best.
I love that commercial. Anyway, buy local, like Dorita's Place and The Chair and Springberg and Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Mojave Mortgage, of course, Just Meats. Buy local or it's buy local. Every single one of our sponsors adheres to that motto.
Absolutely. And supporting this community is so easy. There's tremendous people that live here. Paul, I want to, first of all, thank you for having us back in.
Absolutely.
It's always a blast sharing time with you. And, of course, got to run into Bill Cunier in the hallway. Bradley Ford, the Bradley Auto Group, is a huge supporter of Lake Havasu Marine Association. And, you know, I'm always quick to remind everybody that we can't do what we do without the community support. Every one of our partners is so important, and we've been fairly successful in really defining what our mission is. And once people understand that message, it's not difficult to get on board with the Marine Association.
I saw you making the pitch on the way in, and Bill was on his way out. You guys were kind of passing in the hallway there. Is that really common? I'm not going to ask you what the pitch was, but is that really common now that you're president of the Marine Association?
I run into that consistently. It's one of the things I love about Havasu. It's a small town, and it's real easy to become friends with a lot of people.
It is.
And the pioneers of this town, not just the new people. I'm one of those. I only became a permanent resident here in 2017. I had the fortune of knowing Jim Salscheider, bought into the Marine Association's mission.
So did I.
The torch was passed to me, and I'm happy to carry that, and I carry it with an absolute fierce passion.
Yeah, Jim, we used to interview him back when I hosted the show from 07 to 2010, and Jim was in a lot, and I got him as he was coming onto the scene with the Marine Association and the buoys and the markers and all the changes that he wanted to put in the trash bags, and that all of that was Jim Salscheider or his on his watch. So That was a big, some big shoes to fill.
Certainly. Jim put the Marine Association on the map, and it's given us, lent ideas to the fact that there's nothing that we can't accomplish, and we've been very successful in pulling a great number of agencies together, and some of those agencies that didn't necessarily have interrelations, and now we're bringing everybody to the table for the benefit of the community, for the benefit of our lake, and it's in the surrounding resources in general. I always like to remember Jim fondly in conversation by letting those that didn't know him know about that. His desire to get things accomplished, and if you wanted something done, all you had to do was tell Jim Salscheider it couldn't be done, and you could consider it done.
He
remember him so fondly.
Yeah, I had the honor of going across the lake with Jim for one of the Chimawavy Days events, and we were the featured guests or whatever. Jim, myself, and Margaret Nyberg, 1 year at the Havasu Chimawavy Days, which is where I picked up that clock that's right there in the corner. So, that Jim Salscheider is, and I'm going, why am I with these two? They're way more important than I am. So anyway, that was a lot of fun. But we talked about pioneers, and I want to get off on a little tangent here. A little programming side note. I heard from Dan De Los Santos, and tomorrow's guest speaker for the Havasu Pioneers radio show will be Margie Sterling. And Margie was the founder of the Pioneers organization here in Havasu, and the widow of local pioneer Jim Sterling, and she will be in the studio. Oh, it's such a popular show now, the Havasu Pioneers radio show. Even if you're not a pioneer, even if you're in Bullhead City or Kingman or somewhere, you know, in between, it's just an interesting show.
It is. So there's so much history here, and just how everything has come about, and the strength and growth in this community. It's something that all of the pioneers should be very, very proud
of. Right.
And their generations that follow them.
How long have you been president of the Marine Association, Rick?
It was actually 2 years on February 1st.
Been that much fun, huh?
Are you
counting the days now?
No.
I'm kidding. So was that a 2-year term?
It's
open ended.
It's a hired position.
Okay.
So I have a contract with the Lake Havasu Marine Association.
Okay.
And we have a lot of goals still out in front of us. I'm nowhere near being done with the Marine Association, and we continue to grow and strengthen our board and the people that participate in those goals. It's evidenced by some of our recent events. We were just out at the Balloon Fest and Winterfest back to back, and really Winterfest 2023 marked our debut, if you will, into the public arena to get our message out there, boots on the ground.
It was a good place to do it. I was there with Kiwanis. It was busy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was there on Sunday, and it was still busy.
Right. Yeah. So we were out in the streets, and we talked to a lot of people. We were able to recruit about 2 dozen new volunteer members, which is that's setting a precedent.
That's outstanding.
It's amazing.
24 new members?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and then, people are generous with their donations and helping us support our Clean Lake programs. As you mentioned before, the trash bags, that's 150,000 bags per year.
Ooh.
The costs vary, of course, based on available production and supply chain, but we have 10 major supporters on that whose logos appear on that bag, and they make that program possible. So we're going to do everything that we possibly can using that traction. We are at a point now, we've got some of our board members that are terming out, so we're looking for some quality people that will help us to continue our path. And we can never share that message too much. It takes people to get this done.
How many posts are those trash bags posted at?
There are now 90.
90 around the lake?
Right.
Well, both sides of the lake?
Both sides of the lake at a lot of number of businesses. So two of our partners that support that program are, of course, the Havasu Riviera Marina. They now have 8 trash bag posts at their facility. And Arizona State Parks and Trails under Dan Roddy's watch, and they're also at 8 posts. They've actually taken the program and expanded it a little bit further using some of their own fabrication, and they're doing a wonderful job with that. So when I started, we had 72 posts, now up to 90, and the demand continues to grow. We're even thinking about expanding as much as communities will allow us to into Parker and Bullhead, just to continue to carry our message. Of course, you know, everything that starts upstream eventually ends up on our lake. So,
right.
You know, whatever we can do to be proactive.
Are people being proactive, though? Are they using those trash bags? Are there still those people going, eh, you know what, someone will take care of it?
We get nothing but compliments and praise about supplying that program, and we're very, very fortunate to be received that way. The message that we continue to carry, the slogan on the bag used to be pack it in, pack it out.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, we've got to kind of change that up a little bit and reinforce the fact that, you know, if you're off in a remote location and you use the bags, which there's, you know, from Chalk Cliffs down to Copper Canyon, just on the California side.
Oh,
there's about 22 posts there,
yeah.
And those are remote locations. So during the summer, our boats go out and pick up the trash that's left behind on those shorelines. So what the important message to carry is that we love that you use the trash bags, but you got to bring them back with you, because if you leave them on the California shoreline, the wildlife gets into them, and we just have the same issue. So please, 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 you know, and if you don't have the means to bring those things back with you, you can reach out to me at any time, my direct number, and Paul, if I can give that now, 928-351-1157. We'll send somebody out there to take care of that for you, but we really, really encourage that you enjoy the complimentary use of the bags and bring that trash back with you. There's plenty of receptacles that will accept those bags right off of your boat.
Yeah, my next question was about wildlife with those bags. So once they bring them back to the marina or the launch site, or is there a place where they can put those?
There's dumpsters readily available.
Yeah.
Typically, they're not too far from the launch ramp. So it's I can use a couple of examples right out of Havasu Riviera Marina and the south ramp at State Parks at Windsor. There's trash receptacles right there as you're cleaning out and draining and drying your boat, and it's very, very convenient. So while it may be inconvenient to pull that back across the lake with you, it's absolutely necessary. 150,000 bags, you think about that, and if even they were filled to half capacity, how much trash that we save from going into the lake and the shorelines.
Right.
It's a huge environmental impact.
Is the message still intense as it used to be for quagga mussels when you clean your boat, you know, on the way out? Or, I mean, how does all that work now?
It's kind of two-sided.
It's been a while since I've been a boat owner, and it was pre-quagga.
Yeah, it's two-sided, really. We just got an update at our last quarterly meeting from Carrie Herbstreit, who's the resident aquatic invasive species specialist for Arizona Game and Fish.
Right.
They were at an all-out, you know, kind of an all-out assault because it's a non-indigenous organism that thrives in our lake, and it actually helps our fish population to thrive too. Where the real issue is that if you're taking your boat to a different body of water, it's important that you decontaminate, that you let your boat dry out so that that spread is minimized going into other bodies of water where it may cause a bigger issue. Now, quagga mussels, grab a hold of anything that they can. They multiply very, very rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
They can cause some issues in aqueduct intakes and mechanisms like that. So it is very, very important that we're conscientious of it. So if you're taking your boat out of the state to another body of water, that's the intent. Certainly, decontamination is free. We can arrange that for you. Again, contact me directly. We'll be happy to put you in contact with the right person. A lot of us here that are locals, our boats will never see another body of water, but you should still take the time to clean, drain, and dry your boat.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, you talked about volunteers earlier. What duties can volunteers expect to have to be voluntold for? That's one of my favorite words, voluntold. So what can volunteers expect when they volunteer for the Lake Havasu Marine Association?
Well, we're involved with a lot of not only fun events, but also some very intense events and projects that, you know, ranging from our boat show, come on out, spend time with your community, pour some beers, have some laughs, enjoy the sunshine, all the boats that are coming out, all of the new products, gadgets, accessories. It's just a great time, and that's an easy, fun detail there. And we just completed another one that's, you know, a little more labor intensive. That we teamed up with Bureau of Land Management to realign the buoys in Steamboat Cove, and that was some heavy lifting. And a group of us got out there. I'll give a shout out to Bob Bauer and Glenn Levison, who's a board member. Captain John Walthall, we call him Uncle John. He's with Have a Captain. Everybody pitched in. We got all of our anchors right, all of our rigging right, and reset those buoys, and it was a project to be proud of. But, you know, the anchors going to the bottom of the lake, 120 pounds each, and then
Woo!
Add about 60 pounds of chain to those.
Yeah, sure.
It was we were feeling muscles that we haven't used for a while.
2 or 3 days later.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you bet.
Absolutely.
Again, we're talking with Rick Rigler. He is the president and CEO of the Lake Havasu Marine Association. If you have a question, give us a call, 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR, because we want to make this what? Talk radio, not just listen radio, right? You like that expression too?
I do. I love it.
I should copyright that. Someone's going to steal it.
You already have. Everybody knows you for it.
Everyone knows me for it, but somebody's going to steal it and get famous for it, right? So anyway, what did you do for Balloon Fest? Were you part of the, what do they call those guys, the retrieval crews?
No, the Marine Support Patrol was handled
That's what
by some. They've been with the Balloon Fest for a long time, so
okay.
We stepped.
I know aside. Dan De Los Santos is part of that.
Correct.
Yeah.
And we lend resources back and forth to one another, but we were more on a public relations mission, just getting information out
sure.
about the Marine Association, and very productively.
So 2 years in, all right, 2 years on what, February 1st, you said.
Uh-huh.
So new month, what, you're 2 years and 6 days in.
Right.
Your goals, you talked about goals for the Marine Association and that. How clear cut are they, and what are some of those goals, and how are you attaining them?
Yeah, there's the external, and then there's the internal organizational goals. So
wait, external. An internal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kind of explain the difference for those who don't know.
Well, there's going to be our internal organizational goals that the public won't really see unless they choose to get involved. And that would be continuing to have a strong board who's involved in our growth and our message, and believing in what the Marine Association does.
Real quick. Is that a volunteer board?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. All volunteer.
Correct.
Are there dues with that board, or do you have a fundraising goal that you need to meet to be a board member?
No, not at all.
Okay, because some do.
Right.
Some do.
I've not been involved with any boards that require any kind of a membership. It's more a desire. Really, for me, it's an opportunity to give myself. I don't do this for glory or money. It's having, if I can leave the legacy that Rick Rigler had an impact on what happened on Lake Havasu,
right?
That's my reward.
Right.
So we're always going to be looking for to keep a strong board, to keep us going in the right direction. External projects, a whole different issue. So, there's further down the road, we would be looking at the potential of re-dredging the deep water channel adjacent to Catfish Bay to provide safe passage off of Lake Havasu into the mouth of the river to go north through Topok. That's one. We'll continue to work with our local agencies, BLM, Arizona Game and Fish, on buoy projects. Constantly expanding the trash bag program. It's so well received. And obviously, if we're distributing 150,000 bags a year
right.
now, there's a demand for that, and certainly other communities that can benefit from it.
Is that still a tough navigational feat getting past Blankenship Bend on the south end there?
It is if you don't know what you're doing.
I remember it was tricky, but I had a very low profile flat bottom ski boat.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't that bad for me. I mean, you're looking at 18 inches of water. I was good.
Right.
You know, but that's not everybody.
No. And you got to know your water levels. Bureau of Reclamation has a daily water release table, and they'll show you the low flow days and the high flow days. And we're constantly between 445. Parker Dam would actually breach at 450 feet above sea level.
Okay.
So 446 and up is a comfortable level to pass through there. But like any river, that bottom is always changing. We've got a completely new sandbar that's developed north of the original sandbar.
Really?
Yeah, that's more on the west
side.
That's
right before the bend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's more on the west side, and people have made that a new hangout spot. It's less of a drag strip than the original sandbar.
Is that open again?
Yeah.
I understood. From what I understand, MCSO closed that for a while.
No, I wasn't aware of that.
No. You know, okay. Maybe it was before you.
Yeah, we saw people here, the original sandbar.
Yes.
That's actually under U.S. Fish and Wildlife.
Oh, it is.
Part of the refuge.
Somebody closed it, from what I understand.
Actually, I think we touched on that the last time I was in, because they used to have the buoys out there saying it's closed for major holidays, and they would enforce that. And really all they're trying to do is keep people out of the vegetation and natural habitats that are so necessary for the refuge. Just to understand the delicate balance of ecological systems. So when they took out the buoys, then they put up string buoys that were closer to the shoreline to say, you know what, hang out here.
Yeah.
Just stay out of this area.
Right. Yeah, not only that, if you stay on that sandbar long enough and you're not paying attention, you could get grounded. That almost happened to me before. You could get grounded on that.
I've experienced it. I wasn't always a Havasuvian, and I learned my lesson, believe me.
Right.
But fortunately, you get up there with some good people, and they're happy to...
You make a lot of quick friends.
Yeah, they'll break out their testosterone and get you off the sand real quick.
Absolutely. What other issues are you facing right now with the Marine Association?
Well,
when it comes to the lake.
When it comes to the lake, that we're always looking at improvement of water quality, maintaining the ecosystems underneath, and we've got more involved with the Bureau of Land Management and their Lake Havasu Fisheries Improvement Program, which involves about 10 to 12 different agencies, and that has to do with the recent Christmas tree program. We collected up Christmas trees, about 350, I think, was the last count, and bundled those together and planted those as artificial habitats. Or those are organic, of course. They start from the microbiological level up in feeding the food chain. And then beyond that, they're going to start contacting landscapers again, which is a mutual win. It gives the organic material that the BLM needs to build those fish habitats, and also relieves the landscapers of having the dump fees to take that stuff and fill our landfills.
That is
the biggest win I could possibly think of.
What about Havasu Riviera? Now, that's opened on your watch, right?
Uh-huh.
In the past couple of years.
Right.
Has that brought any relief to the boat launches in the area you can see?
I think it has, and I've had that conversation with both Jeremy Hendrick, who's the GM at Havasu Riviera, and Dan Roddy, park manager at...
He's a good man, by the way.
Dan
Roddy's awesome.
Both of them.
I don't know the other gentleman. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, you should take some time to meet Jeremy, maybe get him in here just to talk about the Riviera a little bit. But, again, phenomenal partners and a wealth of information. They bring different areas of expertise from their years of experience. And, yes, the Riviera is relieving some of the congestion on the busy boat launch days. While Site 6 is under construction, Riviera opened up their launch
ramps. That was amazing.
Come on down and launch your vessel for free. I think that's going to run through March.
And you got Desert Storm starting back up here pretty soon. It's going to be here sooner than you think.
Right.
What's the Marine Association's role with that?
Well, I have to back up a week in front of that because we have our boat show. The Anderson Toyota official kickoff to summer. And that's the first big event. And that will be run in tandem with Super Cat Fest on the same weekend. And then we roll right into Desert Storm after that. Last year was our first year partnership with Desert Storm under its new ownership, and we provided all of the safety boats for the shootout and the poker run. So we deployed a number of buoys as perimeter markers to keep spectators at a safe distance from high-speed boats.
Right.
About 20 boats out there and countless buoys, and with all that is a deployment of and retrieval of all of those buoys, make sure it's done in a way that is kind to the lake.
Do you have enough volunteers for the boat show?
We never have enough volunteers. That's my position on that.
Right.
We've got such a fantastic group of dedicated people. And I, and again, I can't give enough thanks. The people of Lake Havasu are so gracious, and the people that support us on a volunteer basis, they, you know, they still have that fire for their community in their belly, and they love to be out on the water, and they love to be active. And, you know, we love having a place for them to use that energy.
City gets bigger, but it's still a boating community, isn't it?
Well, without boating, we pretty much don't have a lot left.
We found that out in 08. Definitely found that out in 08.
Right.
All right, so it's 928-351-1157. If you want to help Rick, you want to help the Marine Association, you want to volunteer for some of the events that are coming up or the activities that they have for the Lake Havasu Marine Association. Rick Rigler, President and CEO of the Marine Association. Thanks for being here.
Paul, always a pleasure. And thanks so much for having us in.
You're welcome. Did we miss anything?
I think you covered it all, my friend.
All right. Let's go out with an appropriate song, right?
Praise Toby.
All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
The front door puts a big smile on my face. It ain't too far. Come as you are.
All right, welcome back to the show, and rest in peace, Toby Keith, age of 62, who passed away last night. Hey, if you didn't know and you're too busy to get to a television on Sunday, you want to hear some really great play-by-play, the Super Bowl 58. I got to do my Roman numeral conversion here. 58, Chiefs and Niners kicks off Sunday. Kicks off around 4:30, but the pregame show, we have the preview at noon, Super Bowl Insider at 1, Super Sunday at 2, and then the Super Bowl broadcast goes for about an hour, hour and a half-ish before the actual kickoff of the game. So we'll have that, and it's, I didn't write the announcers down. I think it's Kevin Kubler and, if I remember right, Kurt Warner. Should be a really, really good game, one of the better Super Bowls that we'll see in our lifetime anyway. 94.3, 100.5, 980 AM, or get the full schedule with the Suns and college basketball at KNTRSports.com. I had to take a breath. There you go. All right, Speak Out 2.0 coming up next. Sergeant Timothy Jacobson and Officer Clinton Burrows from the California Highway Patrol on the show today. 234-343-1065. And be safe out there, everybody. And we'll see you tomorrow, or I'll hear you tomorrow, or you'll hear me on Speak Out.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.